Did you know that nearly everyone negotiates daily, often without realizing it? Mastering negotiation skills can lead to better deals and stronger relationships. In this chapter, we will explore essential strategies and techniques that make negotiations more effective. Get ready to uncover the art of negotiation as we delve into practical outcomes and valuable insights. In this lesson, you will understand negotiation and its applications in various contexts. You will learn the stages and strategies of negotiation, from preparation to closing. Additionally, you'll identify and apply effective negotiation styles and strategies for different scenarios. The course will also analyze negotiation environments and the factors influencing them. You will master advanced techniques to manage tense negotiations effectively. Finally, you will integrate your knowledge to achieve mutually beneficial agreements across diverse contexts. Negotiation is fundamentally a dialogue aimed at reaching an agreement, involving offers, counteroffers, and concessions. It thrives on mutual benefit, where parties explore interests while also respecting collaboration and future relationships. In business, this often manifests in vendor agreements or partnerships that create value. Salary discussions typically align compensation and role expectations for both parties. Additionally, negotiation plays a crucial role in resolving conflicts and conducting diplomatic talks to ensure core needs are met without damaging relationships. Understanding these elements enriches your approach to effective negotiation. Understanding the stages of negotiation is crucial for success. First, in preparation, you must define your goals and acceptable concessions. Specify what you aim to achieve and know your walkaway point. Next, gather research and evidence to support your position, like competitor offers or market data. Then, as you exchange information, communicate your needs clearly while actively listening to the other party. This ensures you can identify the negotiable points that lead to a beneficial agreement. Understanding the stages of negotiation is vital for effective communication. During the bargaining phase, remember that it's a give-and-take process. Focus on exchanging concessions while maintaining a solution-oriented mindset. Listening is equally important. Actively hear the other party's concerns to foster a collaborative atmosphere. Once you reach an agreement, close the deal clearly with verbal confirmations or written contracts. Interestingly, a fast fact reveals that in 2022, 58% of young professionals accepted offers without negotiation, but 87% of those who negotiated received at least part of their requests. The negotiation process ultimately shapes how we reach agreements or part ways. It begins with pre-negotiation research, where you map out your counterpart's position and potential defenses. During the talks, it's crucial to test your assumptions and adapt your strategies as new information surfaces. Remember, the timeframes can vary significantly, from quick exchanges at a garage sale to lengthy discussions around mergers. Engaging professionals is important for complex deals, ensuring that you navigate high stakes with expert support. As we delve into negotiation strategies, let's explore these vital steps. First, always justify your position by bringing data and clear rationale to your requests. Next, consider the other side's values to make thoughtful trades without overcommitting. It's crucial to keep emotions in check, pause and breathe when frustrations arise. Additionally, know when to walk away. Establish your minimums and regroup if needed. These techniques empower you to maintain control during negotiations. Negotiation strategies differ significantly in approach and outcomes. Competitive negotiation, for instance, focuses on maximizing one's own gain, often viewed as a win-lose scenario. In contrast, cooperative negotiation emphasizes mutual benefit, fostering long-term relationships and solutions that serve both parties. Mixed motive negotiation seeks a balance, blending competitive and cooperative tactics for effective outcomes. Understanding these distinctions can greatly enhance your negotiation skills and strategies. Let's dive into the comparative analysis of negotiation strategies. Distributive negotiation centers around a fixed pie, focusing on dividing limited value. It employs tactics like first offers and anchoring while minimizing concessions, commonly seen in salary discussions or car purchases. Integrative negotiation, on the other hand, aims to create value through joint problem solving, emphasizing interest exploration, and trust building in long-term partnerships. As for international negotiations, they navigate cultural, legal, and language differences, requiring rapport and careful adaptation to local customs. Ultimately, adapting your approach is crucial based on whether you're claiming, creating, or navigating diverse contexts. Understanding the dynamics of negotiations is essential, especially across different environments. Multi-party negotiations involve many stakeholders with diverse interests, leading to complex dynamics. Crisis negotiations are high stakes and emotionally charged, where safety often comes first. Internal negotiations focus on aligning resources and roles within an organization, requiring empathy to foster collaboration. Lastly, virtual negotiations rely on digital communication, emphasizing clarity and effective use of technology. Each type demands tailored strategies to navigate unique challenges successfully. Let's dive into the various negotiation styles that play a crucial role in our interactions. First, team negotiation aims to leverage diverse expertise and works best in complex deals requiring cross-functional input. Next, adversarial negotiation focuses on win-lose scenarios and is suitable for one-off price-driven discussions. The compromising style seeks a middle ground through mutual concessions, often used under time constraints. Lastly, principal negotiation emphasizes fair outcomes based on objective criteria, ideal for building long-term relationships. Each style has unique benefits and challenges, guiding us in choosing the right approach for different contexts. Understanding the implications of negotiations spans psychological, social, and financial dimensions. Firstly, on a psychological level, managing stress and emotions is crucial, as biases like anchoring and confirmation can distort our value judgments. Socially, our negotiation behaviors shape trust and reputation, impacting future collaborations. Financially, every decision made influences resource allocation and growth trajectories. Poor negotiation can lead to risks, such as missed opportunities and reduced profitability. To mitigate these issues, disciplined preparation and structured questioning, like the 5 PETA seconds, help align interests and counter biases. Negotiation hinges on a structured framework like the 5 PETA seconds. First, prepare by researching interests, defining goals, and anticipating potential stressors. Next, probe by asking questions that challenge assumptions and uncover biases to ease tension. Move on to possibilities, where expanding beyond price incorporates non-monetary factors such as timing and roles. Then propose a well-organized package that clearly outlines trade-offs and their financial implications. Finally, partner to build rapport and establish mechanisms to ensure value is upheld after the deal. As we delve into negotiations, it's crucial to equip ourselves with effective strategies for tense moments. First, we must stop. Take a moment to pause for 10 to 30 seconds, interrupting our impulse to react and resetting our tone. Next, we should oxygenate. Take 3 deep breaths or go for a brief walk to reduce cortisol levels and clear our thinking. Finally, let's seek to understand, pose clarifying questions and reflect their answers back to them, allowing us to diffuse tension and gain important insights. This step-by-step guidance can redefine how we navigate high-stakes conversations. Understanding negotiation strategies is essential. Compromising focuses on splitting the difference and ensuring equality. Competing aims to maximize individual wins but may strain relationships. Collaborating seeks mutual gains, strengthening ties for the future. Each strategy has its unique circumstances for application and outcome profiles, influencing our approach to negotiations. Choosing the right strategy can define the success of our interactions. Chapter 7 introduces us to the fascinating world of negotiations within the media and entertainment sector. The context includes everything from film deals to music contracts and licensing agreements. Talent representation is key, with agents negotiating crucial aspects like fees and image rights. Production deals tackle financing and creative approvals, ensuring projects stay on track. Lastly, Distribution agreements define revenue splits and platform rights, playing a vital role in content accessibility. Understanding these elements will enhance our grasp of how negotiations shape this dynamic industry. Continuing our exploration of negotiations, let's delve into the various kinds relevant to the media and entertainment sector. First, we encounter copyright and intellectual property. This area focuses on crucial aspects like licensing, ownership, royalties, and derivative rights. Next, advertising and sponsorship play essential roles, ensuring brand integration, deliverables, metrics, and exclusivity are well defined. We also must consider the significance of unions and guilds, where collective bargaining agreements outline wages, working conditions, residuals, and dispute procedures. Finally, acquisitions and mergers encompass catalog and content buys, valuations, and the complexities of post-deal integrations. Understanding these elements can greatly impact negotiation strategies and outcomes. Talent negotiations in media and entertainment are crucial for successful projects. They typically cover payment terms, project scope, creative control, promotional duties, and long-term collaboration. For actors and performers, compensation, residuals, role approvals, and PR obligations are key elements. Musicians negotiate album deals, royalty splits, publishing rights, branding, and revenue from streaming and tours. Influencers work on endorsements and product placements with clear deliverables and timing. Lastly, athletes focus on appearance fees and promotional commitments in media partnerships. As we dive into talent negotiations, let's explore the nuances between upfront and back-end compensation. Upfront payment, or a flat fee, reflects a talent's marketability and prior success, offering immediate security at contract initiation. In contrast, back-end payment is performance-linked, tying earnings to the project's success through box office or streaming revenues. Additionally, high-profile talent often enjoys more favorable terms, leveraging their bargaining power for better back-end compensation. This leads us to the risk-reward trade-off, where lower upfront fees can yield significantly higher returns if the project succeeds. A practical example is when an actor accepts a flat fee along with a percentage of gross or streaming revenue, balancing immediate income with potential future gains. Talent negotiations revolve significantly around financial agreements. Royalties represent a percentage of revenue generated from sales, licensing, streaming, radio play, and performances. Profit sharing, on the other hand, is a percentage of profits after recouping costs, frequently seen in films and television projects. It's vital to distinguish between net and gross revenue, ensuring clarity on what costs are deducted. Additionally, consider ancillary revenues like licensing, spin-offs, and merchandise, as they contribute to comprehensive payouts. Lastly, detail the specifics of digital income, specifying how streaming and platform revenues influence royalty payments. Exclusivity clauses play a significant role in talent deals, as they outline restrictions on competing projects. Enacting these clauses may prevent individuals from joining other productions or endorsing rival brands while maintaining character secrets. Similarly, in music and sports, exclusive agreements dictate relationships with specific labels or teams, limiting rival engagements. Clear limits on time, geography, and brand types help avoid career stifling. When negotiating these agreements, it's crucial to focus on a narrower scope to maximize future opportunities. As we shift focus, understanding image rights and creative control is vital for all parties involved. First, it's essential to frame the deal by agreeing on how to protect the talent's brand and vision while ensuring production timelines remain intact. Next, be specific about image rights, detailing their uses in merchandise, ads, and promotions, along with necessary consent and approval workflows. Furthermore, addressing creative control means defining decision rights like script approval and casting vetoes, ensuring clarity in production oversight. Additionally, establish guardrails on territory, duration, and media to clarify where and how rights apply, particularly for digital and global contexts. Lastly, recognize trade-offs and remedies, allowing for limited vetoes and timely responses in exchange for protective measures such as morals clauses and takedown rights. Talent aim to control how their image, name, likeness, and voice is used, particularly across global digital channels where misuse scales quickly. Contracts should define where, how long, and on which media their image can appear, and require approvals for high-impact uses like merchandise or major ad placements. Creative contributors may negotiate influence over scripts, casting, or music production and artwork to preserve artistic vision. The key is balancing these protections with the producer's need for flexibility, so campaigns, releases, and schedules remain feasible. Negotiating appearance and promotion obligations begins with alignment to release and campaign goals. It's essential to explicitly state the purpose of these obligations, whether it's to support a film launch or an album endorsement. Next, list the defined publicity appearances, including press junkets, interviews, and premieres to clarify expectations. For musicians, it's crucial to specify touring and performance duties, such as concerts and promotional tours. This structured approach guarantees everyone involved understands their roles, enhancing overall collaboration throughout the project. Building on our previous discussion, it's vital to outline specific brand ambassadorship tasks. This includes sponsoring events and participating in campaigns as required. Next, connect these obligations to your compensation package, bundling them within your negotiated pay for high-profile projects. Clear communication here ensures everyone has aligned expectations. Moreover, capture these obligations in contract language, specifying them to reflect your commitment level. This clarity is essential for smooth enforcement throughout the engagement. Understanding negotiations around production and distribution is essential. Start with a clear framework focusing on three deal domains: production, distribution, and licensing. In production deals, it's crucial to negotiate budget, schedule, creative direction, ownership, and profit sharing. For distribution agreements, define the platform focus, revenue sharing model, and rights scope. Finally, in content licensing, grant the necessary broadcast or streaming rights and set the compensation structure. Balancing these elements creates effective trade-offs impacting both fees and reach. Navigating copyright and intellectual property negotiations is crucial to maximizing creative potential. First, it defines who can use the work, how, where, and for how long, ensuring protection and monetization. Copyright licensing allows others to adapt content or use music in advertisements, typically in exchange for fees or royalties. Merchandising rights enable licensing of beloved characters or logos for a wide range of products, proving to be a significant revenue source. Digital rights set the terms for how works are streamed or downloaded online, adapting to the digital landscape. Finally, aligning rights granted with business goals is vital in negotiations, considering aspects like scope, platforms, duration, geography, and compensation. Advertising and sponsorship negotiations are pivotal in maximizing brand visibility. First, in broadcast advertising, negotiations center on pricing, time slots, ad length, and targeting specific audiences by channel or program. Next, sponsorship deals involve financial support tied to brand presence at events, including logo placement and the duration of the association. Furthermore, product placement focuses on determining the terms for visibility on screen, such as the number of appearances and platforms, whether in film, TV, or online. Understanding these elements will enhance your negotiation strategies effectively. In media and entertainment, unions and guilds play a vital role by facilitating collective bargaining agreements, or CBAs, that establish foundational standards. These agreements set clear expectations for wages, working conditions, and safety protocols, helping to protect workers. They also safeguard intellectual property rights, ensuring artists receive proper residuals and royalties for their work. Additionally, benefits such as health coverage and pension contributions are negotiated to enhance members' well-being. Finally, governance features built into contracts offer mechanisms for resolving disputes effectively, with strikes serving as a powerful last resort to leverage negotiations. As we shift our focus to negotiations, understanding how to accurately value content libraries becomes essential. The price is influenced by various factors, including the library size, relevance, performance potential, and exclusivity. Next, consider the importance of structuring licensing fees. Balancing upfront fees with revenue shares tied to usage and term can greatly affect deal attractiveness. Additionally, defining distribution rights is crucial for clarity. This involves specifying territories, platforms, and windows for exploitation of titles to ensure all parties are aligned. The significance of company mergers lies in understanding financial assessments. Evaluating revenues, costs, and potential synergies is crucial before defining terms. Next, accurate management of IP transfers ensures clarity about ownership and rights being acquired. This clarity is vital for smooth transitions during mergers. Lastly, restructuring for reach or consolidation effectively aligns teams and catalogs, optimizing operations to reach broader audiences. Understanding how strategy and process connect is key. First, define your conceptual framework by aligning strategy with context and maintaining focus on goals. Next, in preparation, clarify your desired outcomes and constraints, determining if you're working within fixed limits or have room for expansion. During information exchange, prioritize uncovering interests by asking questions to identify potential areas for collaboration. In the bargaining phase, tailor your approach based on whether you're in a distributive or integrative scenario. Finally, lock clarity and value in your agreement by documenting commitments, ensuring they reflect shared interests and created value. Successful negotiations hinge on thorough preparation and planning. Start by researching the landscape, which involves gathering essential facts about issues, the other party's position, and external factors like market conditions and legal considerations. Next, set clear objectives and priorities by defining your must-haves, nice-to-haves, and deal-breakers in a ranked order. After that, map positions against interests by noting what each side says they want and understanding why they want it, which can reveal potential trades. This combination of research, goal setting, and understanding motivations lays a solid foundation for effective negotiations. To elevate your negotiation skills, defining your BATNA is crucial. This means identifying your best alternative if no agreement is reached and quantifying its value, giving you leverage. Next, assessing your WATNA helps clarify the worst possible outcome, establishing a realistic walkaway point. You must also plan your questions, concessions, and packages strategically, prepare thoughtful inquiries and phased concessions to align with your core interests. Crafting bundles that meet these interests sets the stage for fruitful negotiations. Building successful negotiations requires a foundation of trust. Start by building rapport, begin warmly, seek common ground, and communicate respect. Next, practice active listening, paraphrase and reflect to uncover any hidden concerns. Additionally, it's essential to show empathy, acknowledge emotions and perspectives, which helps to reduce tension and foster collaboration. These skills collectively enhance your negotiation effectiveness. Successful negotiations hinge on clearly articulating your needs and rationale. Express what you need and why it matters to build understanding. Next, ask open-ended questions to delve deeper into interests and uncover options, which fosters collaboration. Maintaining emotional control is crucial. Remain calm and take pauses if necessary to keep the conversation on track. Refocusing on shared goals will strengthen the negotiation process. Ultimately, these strategies can lead to mutually beneficial outcomes. Flexibility and creativity in negotiations can lead to meaningful outcomes. First, adapt in real time by adjusting your questions and tone as new information surfaces. Next, clarify the motivations and needs of both sides to discover shared interests. It's crucial to co-create options, brainstorming solutions that satisfy everyone's priorities. Then, link concessions to clear reciprocal value for fairness. Lastly, maintain a win-win mindset by framing negotiations as collaborative problem-solving to cultivate trust. Building on our previous discussion about negotiation strategies, let's delve into collaborative deal-making. First, adopting a win-win approach is crucial. It helps to pursue mutual gains and expands value for both sides. Next, structure your trade-offs wisely by making smart concessions and requesting value in return. It's essential to focus on interests, not just positions, as this uncovers the underlying needs and unlocks creative options. As you near closure, clarify terms, confirm commitments, and document the deal thoroughly. Finally, during implementation, ensure you monitor delivery, track milestones, and resolve any issues quickly. Successful negotiations rely heavily on preparation, clarity, and context. A well-crafted strategy is essential, whether it's competitive or cooperative. Defining clear goals and mapping interests ensures both parties feel victorious in the outcome. Choosing thoughtful moves can foster agreement and lasting relationships. Ultimately, these elements create a foundation for mutual value in negotiations. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson on negotiations. We defined the stages of negotiation, including preparation, exchanging information, bargaining, and closing the deal. We also examined tailored strategies for various environments, such as competitive and cooperative contexts. Unique aspects of industry-specific negotiations in the media and entertainment sector were highlighted. Key elements for success include preparation, relationship building, and problem solving. With this knowledge, you're prepared to apply these negotiation skills effectively in your professional journey.